In this video, we will train, evaluate, and compare binary classification models which predict a person's income level based on the US Census demographics data. Let's create a new experiment and name it Income Level Classification. We will use the adult census income binary classification sample provided in the SAVE datasets. It is a sample extracted from the US Census Bureau database. It describes adults' demographic and education background and whether they make more than 50K a year or not. Some fields in the dataset have missing values. Let's add a missing value scrubber module and choose to replace the missing values with zeros. Click Run to apply the changes. Next, add the Project Columns module to include all columns except work class, final weight, and occupation. Work class and occupation may be giving away the target. Now let's partition the data into training, validation, and testing in a 60-20-20 split. We first hold out 20% of the data as testing, then split the remainder into training and validation. 75% of the second split equals 60% of the full data set. This is our training set. The remaining rows are the validation set. Azure Machine Learning offers several binary classification learners, which include average perceptron, logistic regression, neural networks, support vector machines, boosted decision trees, random forest, and random jungle. Let's train a linear support vector machine model. We can tune the learning hyperparameters in the right pane. We'll begin with the default parameters. Add a train model module and connect it to the untrained learner. Connect the training partition to the input dataset port and select the label column income. Add the score model module to predict the targets of the validation set. Connect it to the output of train model. Click Run to train the model and score the validation set. Right-click to visualize the results. We now have the scored labels and probabilities for each row in the validation set. To evaluate the model and compute the binary classification performance metrics, add an evaluate model module and connect it to the scored results. Click Run. Right-click the output node to examine the performance. The first SVM model got an AUC of 0.887, an accuracy of 0.836, a positive precision of 0.681, and a positive recall of 0.556. Now let's train another model and compare the results. Add a two-class logistic regression module. We'll start with the default learning parameters. Highlight the train model and score model modules. Ctrl-C to copy, Ctrl-V to paste. Delete the input learner edge of train model and connect it to the two-class logistic regression. Leave all other edges intact. To compare the two models, we'll connect the scored results from logistic regression to the same evaluate model module. Click Run. Right-click the evaluate model output node and visualize. Logistic regression outperformed linear SVM in this case. Now let's add the boosted decision trees model and compare the results. We repeat the training and scoring steps. And add another evaluate model module to compare the results to logistic regression. Boosted decision trees is the winner so far. with a validation AUC of 0.925. To tune the models, let's sweep over the learning parameters using the sweep parameters module. Connect the untrained learner to sweep parameters and connect the training and validation datasets to the input data ports. Now let's set the sweeping options. We'll choose the label column income, run 10 random sweeps, and choose the validation AUC as the model selection performance metric. Repeat for the other two learners. Click Run to train the 30 models and find the best ones which will produce the highest AUC in each set. Check the sweep results to find the best performing model in each set. The boosted decision tree is still the winning learner with 0.9249 AUC. Note the winning learning parameters to train the final model. Now let's retrain the winner learner using the full training set. Add the boosted decision tree, set the learning parameters according to the best found by sweeping. Add the train model and connect it to the 80% training set from the first split. Set the label column to income. Now let's score and evaluate the held out testing set. Right-click and visualize the output of Evaluate Model. Our final testing AUC is 0.915. We may optionally compare the model trained with 60% of the data to the final model trained with 80%. We notice a slight improvement in accuracy, precision, and recall with the final model. This concludes the binary classification modeling exercise. Thank you for watching.